Hi, this is a dictation for Kenneth Graham, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-G-R-A-H-A-M. Date of service is 6/21/2022. Date of birth is 4/15/1974. The date of accident is 2/7/2022. Mr. Kenneth Graham is a victim of an automobile accident and he is coming here for a follow-up evaluation. He was involved in a rear-ending accident upon which he hit a wall on the right side. And then he bounced back into the freeway and ended up in the middle of the freeway. With his impacts, the car was completely totaled. He injured his head with TBI symptoms, with the headaches in the front, back, and entire head, and loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and nightmares. Along with this, patient started having pain in the neck and the lower back and right shoulder to the tune of 10, with radiation to the right arm and right leg, involving second and third finger on the right and first, second, and third toe on the right foot. Even the bottom of the foot was involved. Patient was given some attended care to help. He has been trying physical therapy all along, and patient has had an epidural injection. As well as a nerve block, S3 and S4 nerve block. Some improvement was noticed, but still, patient reports the following. He has headache which are frontal and occipital, and is only able to sleep 1 to 2 hours. His pain in both the shoulders is reported to be around 8, and he has a difficult time lifting his arm beyond 90 degrees abduction, after which he starts having pain. The mid back pain is not reported, but lower back pain is still 10, neck pain is 10. There is a radiation to both the legs posteriorly and anteriorly, involving both the feet and all the toes. Patient also has some pain in both the wrists, involvement of both the fingers, second and third. Overall pain level is between 8 to 10. The areas are affected severely up to 9 to 10. Mood, work, and sleep are affected 10. General activity, relationship with other people, enjoyment of life are affected 9. Walking ability is affected 8. Patient reports 30% improvement in the symptoms since the time of accident. In the neurology and psych, patient reports severe headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, chronic fatigue, loss of memory, as well as severe anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient continuously suffers from pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, both shoulders, right hip, and right knee pain. And these pains are continuing affecting his ADLs and making his difficulty walking. He also has a stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back. The decreased range of motions of the shoulders, clicking and grinding noise in the knees. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, but patient does complain of shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is the pain level has worsened and he is unable to keep up. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medication is narco. Substance abuse, patient reports not using any substance. Compliance history, patient is compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 140 over 108, pulse is 75, sorry, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of April 14, 2022, dictation number 0415-056, along with diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. We will continue the following medication for the patient, which are narco 7.5325 retral hour for 30 days, 60 tablets for pain relief as the patient is in excruciating pain. Antiver 25 milligrams every 6 hour PRN 90 tablets for relief of dizziness. Hydroxyzine 25 milligrams 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN 90 tablets for help with the anxiety. Wellbutrin XR 150 milligrams daily for relief of depression. Migranol nasal spray 1 or 2 for headaches that are severe enough requiring the medication. In addition, patient will continue seeing a psychiatrist, neuropsych. A CT scan of the sacrum and coccyx was ordered along with bilateral sacroiliac joint because the patient points out to severe pain in the lower back. And also, a donut pillow was ordered, rollator walker has been ordered. Patient is provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, Zanidine 4 mg twice a day, Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Essiflex 20 mg twice a day for stone protection, Voltaren gel lidocaine patch for topical pain relief, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 60 tablets for headache, gabapentin 50 for nerve pain. Two refills are ordered, and patient will be revisited in 30 days time. The patient has been able to get two epidural injections, and he is going to be scheduled for the next one. Thank you.